Bear's Den und die neue Version des Stückes Above the Clouds of Pompeii, die nachzuhören sein wird ab Freitag auf dem ersten Album von Bear's Den, das Island heißt. Das Trio aus London spielt heute Abend übrigens zu fünft in der Berghain-Kantine. Das ist verrückt, ein Trio, das zu fünft spielt. Das erklären wir aber auch gleich, wie das funktioniert. Sind jetzt bei mir im Studio die drei Hauptdarsteller der Formation und wir quatschen noch ein bisschen über die erste LP der Band, die wie gesagt am kommenden Freitag unter dem Titel Islands erscheinen wird. Wir sprechen über die Einflüsse der Communion Records Familie auf diese Platte. Wir sprechen über neuere Versionen älterer Songs, ihre USA-Tour unter Umständen und vieles mehr. First of all, aber nochmal welcome back, Andrew, Kev and Joey. Hello.
Hey man, thanks for having us.
Yeah, it's not been too long, right? You visited us in May, I think, the last time.
That's right, yeah, we popped in a few times.
Yeah. Sounds good to me. And now you're back. And the funny thing is that back in May we were talking about plans maybe for a third EP. I wanted to ask you what are your near future plans, and see, now you're back and your LP is going to come out on Friday. Now I know that there are songs which were on the EPs as well that made it onto the LP, but you worked with the same producer, with Ian Gribble again. Yes. So there's many parallels between those EPs and the LPs, but what was different this time? Was it nerve-wracking to go for full length, or didn't you feel any differences to the EP productions?
It was definitely more nerve-wracking, yeah. It's much scarier, I think. You just kind of know that more people are going to hear it, and yeah, there's a bit more pressure on it. But yeah, it was, Ian's a really amazing producer, and so we trusted him, and I think he trusted us. And we just worked really hard, and it hopefully sounds all right.
Yeah, cool. So the team was already working like a well-oiled machine, kind of, because you knew each other, and there's no trust issues to be discussed about before you start recording, right?
Yeah, exactly. And I think also it's like we're not looking for someone to come in and change everything. It's more just like being able to help the conversation and help us get the stuff we want to get. So he's just amazing at that. So.
Yeah, and I think it's the thing is that your music kind of like has grown on this album. It sounds bigger than on the previous EPs, but it has grown in a healthy way. You know what I'm saying? There was no hormones. There were no hormone shots to make the kid bigger in a short amount of time. Yeah. And I really think that might have to do with Ian, who has been with you all the time. So he knew how to make it grow without a non-natural feeling, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, yeah, he's just very good at that sort of stuff, isn't he?
So I was just going to say, it's gotten nice to... You know, we never want to kind of overstretch ourselves too much. It's more just a question of, like you say, of just building a little more on what we were doing before.
Yeah, and he did a beautiful move with putting some horns on your record. Was that a decision that you discussed with him, or did he just bring some people with trumpets and just be like,
I think
you better get used to those guys because they're coming on tour with you.
We've had horn parts for several of the songs in our heads for a long time already, and certain songs the horn parts have been so central that we have found it difficult to play the songs live.
Yeah. Oh, right.
It's been in our heads for a long time, I think, and it was now felt like the right time to bring them out.
Yeah, that's cool though. But wasn't it kind of hard to go back and revisit those songs, because the original versions were already super nice, and I know that if you finished a song as a musician and you put it on some EP, single or whatever, it's like a finished story and you're happy that the case is closed, to put it like that, you know? So how hard was it for you to revisit those songs? Did Ian kind of like, did he have to convince you for some songs to re-record them, or
I think probably the opposite, actually. Yeah? I think he was, I don't know, I think for us it was difficult to sort of revisit them, but the songs have kind of grown up from playing on the road and stuff. Like, audiences really help you figure out songs and figure out where they need to go and stuff. So yeah, when we recorded them, we'd just written them, and so to finally now be playing them and
I've
been living with them for a while, they've become bigger and more sort of tight and all that sort of stuff, so yeah, it was nice to record that.
Okay, cool. So that's a form of respect that you as an artist have for your songs then, because you actually respect that the song has grown out of your hands into something everyone owns, kind of.
Yeah.
And that gives you the right or even the need to change the song.
Yeah.
That's an interesting approach, actually.
I think songs always evolve, and you know they're all constantly evolving things.
Yeah.
If you look at,
but I mean, most of the artists will be like, "Yeah, the song has grown, but I'll cut the head off again because it's my song. Yeah. I don't want it to grow out of my." You know,
right, you know
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I think it's a cool and basically a brave move to revisit those old songs again and re-record them again. And it was worth it because it sounds so good.
Thanks, man.
It's really cool. Let's listen to another one, another new version of an old song, a Gay Pietersmer von Bears Den, der spiritual song von Bears Den, in der neuen Version von der Islands-Platte. Ganz toll. Auch wieder produziert von Ian Grimble, der, wie wir gerade gehört haben, ein bisschen Bläser mit aufgenommen hat für die Kapelle, damit die einen größeren Klang bekommt. Bears Den Again. Oh yeah.
Don't wanna know who I am without you.
That was the remix version with an oh yeah from a radio guy in the end. Oh yeah. I had the old song in the back of my head and I thought it was one less chorus at the end, but I don't know if that's true. But it's a beautiful version again of a song that we already knew. It's beautiful and there's a lot of reverb on there and it's super big all of a sudden. I really dig that. Do you actually, because you're with the Communion family, Communion Records family, Marcus Mumford and all the other guys, actually it seems as if you guys were all one big family and talked to each other a lot. Did you actually bring the ideas for this new record to some guys from the Communion Records family? Do you walk around the offices and go like, "Oh, these are our plans, what do you think?" Or is it more like a classical artist and label relationship that you finish the record and you show it to them and go like, "Here, sell it for me"?
Probably closer to the second than the first. I don't think it was like, I think people have their ideas and go, "Oh, maybe you should think of putting this song on," mm-hmm. or whatever. But I think if we'd done anything we would have done, I don't think anyone would have turned around and gone, "No." You know, I think they understood. They kind of like, I think, to a certain extent, a label should sign a band for the band that they are or want to be rather than try and sign something to change it. I don't think but you know, that's just kind of, I don't know.
Yeah, it's a romantical idea, though. I think in so many cases, and I think there's bands who've been in contracts with labels for years and they still think, yeah, they signed us because of what we are or were, but they're constantly trying to change them into something. It's like some girl that you meet, you know? You can meet a girl that totally loves you and you'll be forever, together forever, and this other girl loves parts of you, but she wants to change.
Yes.
Many, you know what I'm saying? Many other parts.
I think that's why we wanted to sign with Communion, though, is because we feel like she's the girl who loves us as we are. She's cool with us being three hairy dudes.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, that's cool.
She doesn't tell us to shave.
Yeah, and that's a good first thing, right? One can start off a beautiful relationship from that point on.
Exactly.
Your first EPs were about love, actually. We talked about that last time. Agape was more about spiritual love, because it's a word that you can translate with love for God or love of God. That depends on how you want to translate it. Within, the second EP was more about love on earth. Now I want to know, is there something like a golden thread, a major topic on Islands, or is it just is the golden thread like there's new versions and we're back?
No, I think that there is a thread between all of them, and I think it's kind of about isolated characters in difficult situations, and their isolation kind of being caused by themselves, I think, is a recurring thing. And I think the song Stubborn Beast on the album is where the title came from.
Oh, okay.
And that song's kind of, I guess in a nutshell, that song encapsulates everything we're trying to say with our songs on this album, I think.
Okay, cool. See, there's a golden thread on a new record again. I love it. So tonight's show, you're not going to be playing as a trio, no? You're going to be on stage with two other guys. Tell us a little bit more about that. What are they going to do up on stage? Are they professional dancers, maybe?
Well, they both have beards.
First and foremost. Yes. Yeah.
They play horns and synths and, a bit of different percussion and...
Yeah.
Cool, ja. Wahnsinn. Also heute Abend gibt es Bears Dance zum ersten Mal nicht als Trio auf einer Bühne in Germany. Nein, sie werden zu fünft spielen mit zwei weiteren Musikern, die die Bläserfraktion übernommen haben und auch noch ein paar Synthies spielen werden live auf der Bühne. Und so werden dann auch die neuen Versionen ihrer älteren Stücke fetter gemacht. Heute Abend stehen sie auf der Bühne in der Berghain-Kantine. Und wer Eintrittskarten haben möchte für dieses Konzert, der kann mich jetzt einfach anrufen unter der 030-2000-9000. Could you knock on that window, please, for me? Louder. It's got to be really like, yeah, something like that. Because the people out there didn't check that I want them to be on the phone for this, you know, for the giving away of tickets. But now they know. Sometimes you just knock on the door. Also 030-2000-9000 ist die Nummer zum Glück. Und wer durchkommt, der steht auf der Gästeliste für Bears Den heute Abend. So, guys, I'm expecting you in like 3 to 4 months for the next interview and for the next Berlin show.
Yes.
Cool.
Can't wait.
Okay. Me neither. So let's listen to a live version of a song of yours that you've recorded here when you were here the last time. Let's listen to Bears Den's live version of Elysium. Und wer heute Abend vorbeigehen möchte in der Berghain-Kantine, der hat immer noch die Chance anzurufen unter 030-2000-9000. Thank you, guys.
Thanks
Say hi
very
to
much,
the new
buddy.
Two members, and I'll see you in 3 to 4 months.
Definitely, man.
Bye.
See you. Brother, do you-